From NPR and WBEZ Chicago, this is Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, the NPR News Quiz. Grab a spoon. You're about to have a big old bowl of bilyabaisse. I'm Bill Curtis, and here is your host at the Chase Bank Auditorium in downtown Chicago, Peter Sagal.
Thank you, Bill. Thanks, everybody. Thank you. We have got a fabulous show today. Later on, we're going to be talking to Allison Roman. She's a cookbook author and home cooking guru. She is known for viral recipes known as the stew, the cookie, and the dip. Now, if you're not into viral food and you prefer bacterial, may we suggest Chipotle? We're pretty sure that we can't catch anything from you because you will be on the phone. So give us a call. The number is 1-888-WAIT-WAIT. That's 1-888-924-8924. Let's welcome our first listener contestant. Hi, you are on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Hi, this is Tyler Smith calling from Wappingers Falls, New York.
Wappingers Falls. That's one of those places like, you know, Kankakee that I've always heard of because of the fun name. Where is it?
It's in the scenic Hudson Valley, about 90 minutes north of New York City.
I see. And do you have sort of hijinks there in Wappingers Falls?
The hijinks usually end up being maybe at the falls, maybe finding some Wappingers. You never know.
Either, both. Well, Tyler, let me introduce you to our panel this week. First, a comedian who'll be performing at Hyenas in Dallas, Texas, January 30th through February 1st. It's Helen Hong.
Hi, Tyler.
Next, the humorist will be appearing with Maeve Higgins, Jordan Carlos, and Aaron Jackson at Comics on a Mission, April 4th, at the Lachis Theater in Brattleboro, Vermont. Tom Baudet.
Hello, Tyler.
And a contributing writer for the New York Times and author of the book Maeve in America, it's Maeve Higgins.
Hi.
So, we are all met. Tyler, you are going to play Who's Bill this time. Bill Curtis is going to read you three quotations from the week's news. You knew this. If you can correctly identify or explain two of them, you'll win our prize, the voice of anyone you might choose on your voicemail. Are you ready to play?
I am.
All right. Here we go. Here is your first quote.
My biggest regret is trusting so much.
That was someone who told the world this week he regrets trusting Rudy Giuliani, Donald Trump, and apparently a whole bunch of Russian and Ukrainian mobsters. Who spilled the beans this week?
I think it's Lev Parnas. Or...
Very good. You good. Got it. Lev Parnas.
Wow.
Pulled it out of the blue there. Good.
Parnas is, of course, quote, associate of Rudy Giuliani, sort of a henchman number one to Rudy's penguin. Parnas was arrested by the feds last year, but this week he decided to tell everybody everything he knows. He says this was because once everybody knows what he knows, it would be pointless to stop him from talking. It's the first publicity tour ever done in order to not get murdered. So the first thing we saw was this whole stack of documents that had come from Parnas, released by the House Intelligence Committee. It included a bunch of handwritten notes on hotel stationery saying things like, tell Zelensky he has to open investigations into Biden's, quote unquote. That will go down in the annals of evidence along with OJ's note to himself, buy a glove to replace the one I dropped at the crime scene. Did you guys follow Parnas's
I was so surprised about his like hotel note keeping.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I was thinking, it reminded me of when I had a nutritionist and she wanted me to keep a food diary.
Yeah.
And I'd be like, absolutely, I'll remember to do that. And then I would just get different pieces of paper and write in different pens.
Yeah.
You know, and I would always just obviously just write down like leaves or whatever, you know, like, it wasn't true.
Yeah.
My nutritionist told me I even had to write down when I was sleep eating what I ate.
Really?
Yeah.
How are you supposed
to do
that?
How do you write down if you're sleep
eating? I mean, you just find an empty jar of peanut butter next to your bed.
And you go, well, I live alone.
Oh, and then you deduce what happened. I see. Yeah.
A little bit of detective work. Yeah. What's well, under anyway. My fingernail?
Back to the impeachable offenses. Parnas says that everybody was involved in the scheme. The president, the vice president, William Barr. They even invited Tiffany to blackmail a little country of her own so she wouldn't feel left out.
I had to think, who's Tiffany?
Yes, I know. You and the president. Wait a minute. First of all, you know I'm right. All right, here, Tyler. All right, Tyler, here is your next quote. It's from presidential candidate Tom Steyer.
I don't want to get in the middle. I just want to say hi to Bernie.
Steyer was explaining why he interrupted Elizabeth Warren and Bernie Sanders having a disagreement after what big event this week?
That would be the Democratic debate.
Yes, indeed, Tyler, the Democratic debate. Very good. It was the last one before the Iowa caucuses, so there was tension in the air as the cast of Cocoon took to the debate stage in Iowa on Tuesday. Right before the debate, we found out that Bernie Sanders had allegedly told Elizabeth Warren that he did not believe a woman could win the presidency during a private dinner in 2018. She says he did that. He says he didn't. Maybe she just didn't hear him right. If you're having a private dinner with Bernie Sanders, you sit as far away as you can to keep him from yelling food onto you. But during the debate, Sanders said he didn't say any such thing. That's why afterwards, Warren refused to shake Sanders' hand and accused him of, quote, calling me a liar on national television. They started having some words right there, and that's when Tom Steyer walked up and could be seen awkwardly trying and failing to get involved. And in a statement, his campaign said, that is not a metaphor.
Tom Steyer already looks like a furniture salesman, right? Like, he already has that look, like, hey, come on down to Tom's Tush Cushions. We're having an 80% off sale. So, and then it was like, he was getting it, like, they're like having this super tense moment. He's like, hey, did I give you guys coupons?
The biggest reaction to the debate among Democrats was a kind of stunned dismay. One of these people is going to try to save the world? So Democratic voters, just before voting begins, they're now at that moment, like at a restaurant, where you like you just turn over the menu to see if there's anything else you can eat. That's why the number one choice in polls in Iowa is, do you have any specials?
And Mike Bloomberg is like, I've got l'escargot.
Weird. All right, Tyler, your last quote is from former Yankees pitcher C.C. Sabathia.
We should have won the bleeping World Series.
Sabathia was reacting to the news that their Yankees opponent, the Houston Astros, that year, did what in 2017?
They were stealing signs.
They were cheating, my friend. That's what they were doing. That's right. Baseball, many people think. Baseball, many people think, is boring. But you know what everyone can get into? Cheating. So if you were watching the 2017 World Series between the Astros and the Dodgers, actually, you might have noticed some people banging garbage cans in the Houston Astros dugout, and you probably thought, weird time for garbage day. Two bangs meant a breaking ball was coming. No bangs meant a fastball. But the problem wasn't the garbage can. It's how they were stealing the catcher's signals. Baseball allows you to steal signs, but with your eyes, not with any technology. You're expected to cheat by the rules. No cheating at cheating.
I know so little about baseball that I read the headline, sign stealing scandal.
Yeah.
And I literally thought it meant the team went out and were stealing street signs. Yeah. Like, yeah, they were like going out and being like, oh, there's Old Town Road. Or, oh, there's Route 666.
And doing what? Putting them in their dorms?
Yeah. Yeah. That's,
well, yeah, you know, during, yeah, like the troubles in Northern Ireland, just as since it's a comedy show.
Yeah, okay.
The women would like bang dustbin lids on the ground to warn the IRA that the British soldiers were, yeah, coming. So when I heard all those dustbin lids, I was like, do not tell me the British are invading America. Of all things to happen.
Really?
Yeah. Didn't they? I mean, no.
So you're telling me that they stole this idea of stealing signals from the Irish?
Yeah. The best at baseball, if you've noticed.
Yeah.
I don't know if you've been watching the World Series, but Ireland always comes in tops.
That's true.
In the world.
In the world. Bill, how did Tyler do in our quiz?
He did great. Tyler got 3-0. You did well.
Congratulations. Well done, Tyler.
Thank you.